Spingola Speaks, and this is Deanna Spingola. I'm coming to you from the suburbs of Chicago, where we are currently experiencing an ice storm. Thanks for joining me today on RBN. For people who can handle the truth, RBN's website is republicbroadcasting.org. To see the guest lineup and relevant links for this program, please visit spingola.com. Click on the radio schedule button, then the appropriate month. Follow some of the interesting links, usually associated with or somewhat compatible to the ideas of the guest for that day. During the program, email your questions or comments to spingola1@yahoo.com. Join others in the chat room by clicking on the chat room button on my website or by going to spingola.chatango.com. We will take calls in the second hour after we open the phone lines at 800-313-9443. Our guest today is Dr. David Kennedy. His website is fluoridegate.org. Dr. Kennedy, welcome to the program.
Well, thanks for having me on.
The film is absolutely amazing. I was particularly impressed with the beginning of using children or having children participate in explaining this, and they all seem to be quite well informed, and they are actually taking part in opposing forced medication without representation, and I thought that was wonderful. I love to see the kids get involved in this.
I love Anotha Benavagal. She said, well, they wanted the class decided to study fluoride, and I was opposed to it, sad to say. She really got into it, because it's just it's a fake program that's damaging our nation.
It is. And the kids ended up at the end of the video, and I thought it was just so well done, just very well done. I was impressed with those kids, that they undertook this when there are some people, adults, who won't even address it, who show absolutely no interest in it. As long as their dentist says, oh, fluoride's wonderful, they don't go any further. But it's wonderful to see children taking an interest in it.
A lot of people just don't care. You know, that they are so into whatever they're into that they could care less if there was a chemical in the water that's going to cause cancer, lower IQ, arthritis, hip fracture. They just don't care. I don't know what to do with those people. It's not my attitude, and it's not the one I was raised with. But they just don't care. They'll tell you that I just don't care.
Which is amazing to me. I have relatives that fall into that category, and you try to explain this stuff to them, and they just roll their eyes at you as if you're kind of a nut.
Even if they believe you, they don't care. I went to lunch the other day, and they're all sucking up the fluoridated water at their lunch. It's like they don't care.
My goodness. And not only that, but in the film you talk about the 18,000 babies in the United States that die a year because of fluoride.
That's more humans have died every year because of the policies of the government than died in 10 years of wars in Afghanistan and Iraq. So should we worry about wars in Afghanistan? Sure we should. But we should worry about the 18,000 babies every year that are dying in this country that wouldn't die if they were born in Sweden or Singapore or something,
Right. And there's so many other countries that prohibit this fluoridation of the water. All right, we are going to a very quick 3-minute break. We will be right back with our guest today, Dr. David Kennedy. Be right back.
Time to relax and unwind. What better way to do so than with Santa Barbara Bells? For over 25 years, our wind chimes have been helping people to relax and enjoy life. Turn your home environment into a pleasurable experience. From the small overture chime to the large super bass, you will find just the right chime to enjoy. All wood, strings, and cordage are protected for long life, and all parts are rust-proof. You have 10 sizes to choose from. To see and hear more of the chimes, go to SantaBarbaraBells.com or call us at 805-733-1513. Santa Barbara Bells is currently having a springtime sale. Come to the website and save up to 50% on all of our chimes. SantaBarbaraBells.com.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123crooks.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are. Incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up. And you'll be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123crooks.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123crooks.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123crooks.com before they force me to shut it down. 123crooks.com.
Are you facing foreclosure? Worried about late payments? Fight back and stay in your home. Zero Debt Guaranteed can help. We'll send you a free ebook just for calling 800-477-9256 or go to zerodebtguaranteed.com. Get the details on how to remove your risk to your debt. And so important to many homeowners today, how to stop foreclosure.
Forget loan modification.
The Zero Debt in 90 Days system can show you how to get the bank to pay your property taxes and insurance while stopping your foreclosure.
Without paying one dime.
You can take control. Stop foreclosure. Protect your cash, assets, wages, property, and sleep peacefully at night.
We've been helping people for over 18 years.
Call Zero Debt Guaranteed, 800-477-9256. Ask for free information, no obligation. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com now.
Our guest today is Dr. David Kennedy. His website is fluoridegate.org, and you can go there, you can watch the movie, and you can also order the movie, you can share this movie with others, and hopefully that is what you're going to do, that you're not going to just take this information and then go along as if you hadn't heard anything. This is very imperative that we understand what is going on in this country with regard to our water supply. Dr. Kennedy, you mentioned that there are countries and other areas, as many as, 97% of the European countries that do not fluoridate their water?
So the fluoridates in Europe is Southern Ireland and about 10% of England. The rest of Europe is fluoride-free. There's one town in Spain that's an ongoing experiment. All the rest have been terminated. And there is a town in Italy that is known as Diente Negro, or Black Tooth, who has natural fluoride in the water. And there's some towns in Greece that have natural fluoride where people get crippled at, 45 or 50 years old. So there is it's a poison. It's around everywhere. And it is an utter myth that sticking this in your mouth or swallowing it or putting it in your beer or your beverages or and when it's in the water supply, it ends up in everything that touches that water. So it's in your breakfast cereal. It's in your, because they're processed in Battle Creek, Michigan, which is fluoridated. And so you end up consuming not just the amount that's in the water. You end up consuming several times that. And the person most vulnerable to it is either a person that has bad kidneys, which is all of us if we get old, or infants. Because the infants consume their weight in water every 3 to 4 days. So, if you drank your weight in water, you'd be floating. But that's what an infant's diet is. So anything you put in the water, and that's the question I ask, why is that okay? That everybody admits, including if you want to watch the million-dollar advocate for fluoridation, Howard Pollack, when the mayor of San Diego asked him, well, what is this about the infant getting too much fluoride? And he says, well, you know, they should be breastfed.
Well, that'll take care of everything then, right?
Yeah, right. Well, you know, you can poison the mother to death with fluoride. It doesn't come out in her milk, and that's what he's saying. It's 250 times less in mother's milk than it is in tap water. Well, you know, that kind of tells me what you ought to be feeding the baby. If our maker thought that the baby shouldn't be swallowing this stuff, then perhaps the wizards of industry are not right.
Right. And just why doesn't the EPA act as an agency that instead of, looking at the science, which they had available, didn't Dr. William Marcus. William L. Marcus. He's a former senior science advisor of the EPA. Now, he created a memo, and then what happened as a result of this memo?
Well, the memo was very clear that he was concerned about the changes to the National Toxicological Program that was ordered by Congress. Congress in 1975, 76, and 77 held hearings on fluoride, and then Congressman Fountain said at the end, he said, we can no longer assure the American public that fluoride's not a carcinogen. Why did he say that? Because the National Cancer Institute came and lied to him in his committee hearing, and they caught him at it. And so after they caught him at it, they ordered the NTP to study fluoride as a carcinogen. Well, you know, they didn't get it done for 12 years. It's a two-year study. Do you think it should take you 12 years to do a two-year study? But anyway, they did a two-year study, and the animals were awash with disease. They had cancer of the lip, tongue, throat, liver, and bone, until the same people that Congress didn't trust to do the study took it, and they changed every cancer. And so, you know, I'd love to have them as my doctors. You know, if I had some horrible fulminating cancer, I'd just go by, and they'd cross that off and say, no, that's just a bone. And that's what they did, is that they downgraded every single cancer these rats got by two levels. And those slides still exist today. All Dr. Marcus said was we need to have an independent pathologist review the slides and see if the Battelle Columbus Laboratory was correct in their original diagnosis and whether the changes were appropriate. What does that say to you? It says, I want to look at the slides. Because to a scientist, when you look at a slide of cancer, hepatoangiocholangioma looks a lot different than a benign tumor of hepatoma. So, you know, why don't we go look at the slides? Because we can't, because that would mean you would know that you're putting a carcinogen in the water supply. And so they don't want to admit that. Why doesn't the EPA act responsibly? And I think it was said in the film. Is it their political? It was a good idea to have, you know, air that doesn't make you die. I can remember having to pull off the freeway in Los Angeles because I didn't have an air-conditioned car, and the gook came in the window, and I had such tears that I couldn't see where I was driving. I had to pull into a filling station, wash my eyes out. I'm glad those days are gone. But, you know, if industry had its way, they'll come back because, you know, this is it's cheaper to pollute than not to pollute. Look at China. What do they got? Brown air. Well,
indeed.
Good.
I mean, there are places, times during the day in Beijing that you really, well, everybody's walking around with a mask on their face.
I was in Beijing when I filmed China's Battle with Crippling Waters, another documentary, and you couldn't walk out the door and not have a sore throat. We were in the five-star hotel, the Kempinski Hotel, and they had a whole city block of air conditioners keeping that inside air clean. But you walk out, you had a sore throat before you could get to the car. It was awful air. And when they had the Olympics, the U.S. team came in and said, hi, how are you? And then they got on an airplane and flew over to Korea to continue their exercising because they didn't want to exercise in Beijing.
Right. I remember I was there in 2007 in Beijing, well, all over China. And it was before the Olympics, and they were saying that they were going to have everybody not drive for the week before, so that they could clean up the air. It was just amazing. And you did get a sore throat the minute you walked outside.
Well, that's why, among other things, the citizens of the United States passed the Environmental Protection Act, and it very simply says, you know, we're supposed to, you know, have a reasonable decisions regarding the quality of pollutants in our air and water. And Dr. Marcus was in the Office of Drinking Water, And one of the biggest contaminants in drinking water is fluoride. And that, you know, obviously it's his job to look at that. The other contaminants in the water was one of his other jobs was to look at lead. And so, you know, he has been on the American citizen's side since he took his job in 1973, I think. So it was because of Dr. Marcus's insistence that they lowered the lead level. But even in this film, he still points out that the level that it was lowered to was not adequate, or is not adequate, to protect those people in our society that are prone to absorb lead. And these are people that have a particular set of genes in their intestines, an allele, he calls it, that causes their intestine to conserve calcium. And so the calcium molecule looks very similar to lead. And so the allele will pick up lead instead of calcium, especially if you have a low calcium diet. And so who are these people? Well, these people are the African American and Hispanic. People of dark skin have adapted to the ability to absorb lead because they don't get as much vitamin D from the sun. It's not a problem. It's an advantage. Unless you happen to have lead in the environment. Well, lead, you know, if you were a caveman, there you didn't have any lead. You didn't have any bullets. You didn't have any mines. You didn't have any, industrial processes that are using lead. You didn't have any lead water pipes. Chicago still got lead water pipes, for heaven's sakes. And so the silico fluoride they're putting in the water sucks that lead out of the solder joints and the pipes and all that stuff into the bodies of children. And that's unconscionable.
It is. And he pointed these things out, created a memo, and as a result of this memo, what happened to Dr. Marcus?
Well, then it's in the movie that they not only fired him, that they trumped up charges, they forged a time card. Anybody works for the man knows that if you have a time card that's forged, that's a federal crime, especially if you're working for the government. Well, the government, our government, forged his time card. And so they forged his time card, they obstructed justice, they threatened his witnesses, they did everything in their power, and when the judge asked to see the documents that they claimed they had, they shredded them, which is destruction of evidence. They even had depositions where the inspector general for the EPA was called in, and she was on pregnancy leave, and called in and told to go through the file, a product that was under subpoena. She was told to go through the file and shred any documents, any notes that indicated there was a relationship between what they were doing to Dr. Marcus and the industry that was pressuring them to do it. So she did that. Well, that's a violation of both of her oath of office and the law, is that if you have documents that are under subpoena, you can't go shred them. Well, she did. So, you know, did anybody get punished? No. All of this goes on. The judge gets an earful, figures it out, not only fines on behalf of Dr. Marcus, he bangs his gavel again and gives him punitive damages against our government. This is our government doing that. Did you read about that in the Chicago Tribune?
No.
No, you didn't. You didn't read about it in any major newspaper in the United States. When the United States government loses, not just loses, but loses horribly with the judge calling him bad names, and you don't even hear it. At a full-length trial, and Stephen Cohn was kind enough to donate his time. And actually, nobody in this film charged a penny. So everybody that you see in the fluoride gate is there voluntarily and generously donating their time. Many of the people took the film crew out to dinner. They were Dr. Roger Masters, when Monica Esteban, the camera went in, he says, "Oh, I'm so glad you're here."
Amazing. All righty, we do have to take a real quick, short 3-minute break. We'll be right back after a word from our sponsors with our guest today, Dr. David Kennedy.
Right now, food is everywhere. If you want it, you can buy it. For now. When the coming crisis occurs, how will you feed your family? Will healthy nutrition be available? The answer is probably no. Jeff Lawton will show you how to survive the coming crisis in an abundant way with permaculture. Jeff Lawton is a permaculture designer, teacher, and consultant who has shown people like you, people in 35 countries around the world, people who want to know what they can do to survive the crisis that they see approaching. There is an absolutely free video online that will help you discover how to survive by giving you step-by-step instructions in establishing food forests that will help you become survival confident. Log on to jefflawton.org right now. This free video will only be available for a limited time. That's jefflawton.org. G-E-O-F-F-L-A-W-T-O-N.org. Survival is not optional. Visit jefflawton.org today.
What do you need? You need Paracord. CampingSurvival.com is providing you U.S. military 550 Paracord. 550 tensile strength. Military specifications. Made in the USA. Available in 3,000, 1,000, 600, 300, 150 lengths. You can purchase yours now at CampingSurvival.com. Lowest prices on Paracord. Huge selection. All ready to be shipped. Black Paracord 1,000 feet, only $39.83 right now on CampingSurvival.com. But wait, use the code FREEDOM when purchasing and save 5% off. Paracord is a unique material used for many different reasons. Get yours from CampingSurvival.com now. Confidence born of preparation, CampingSurvival.com.
Extend your life with
Extendivite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our Heart Month sale with prices from 6 years ago. Starting now until February 28th, you can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling. To help you, help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is Deanna, and our guest today is Dr. David Kennedy. His website is FluorideGate, all one word, FluorideGate.org. This is an amazing film, and I hope that every single one of our listeners will watch it and will email all the people in their address book and encourage them to watch it also. And so all of these people were working against Dr. Marcus, and he was able to get his job back, and he did win the suit, but it didn't change anything at the EPA.
No, they continued to harass him, so he sued him again, and won again. And so, you know, this shows very clearly that denigrating and harming people who oppose the addition of hydrofluorosilicic acid to the public water supplies in the United States is the policy of the United States government. In other words, instead of dealing with the issues, I mean, you could just look at, there's a dozen issues wrong with the addition of silicon fluoride to the water supply, but look at what they do about it. They attack the person that's criticizing the policy. They attack viciously and breaking all the laws on their oath of office. They use all the criminal tools that they can at their disposal, and when they get caught, they do it again. They are immune to prosecution, and yet they are basically traitors. And I use that word without reservation, is that if you are willing to break your oath of office and damage your country, you are a traitor. And that's my definition of it, so...
Oh, I totally agree. Now, somebody in the chat room said, can you please ask the guest what, in his opinion, is the best tactic for getting fluoride removed in one city? Are there documents and materials that are good for being an effective activist?
You know, the first step, we've been very successful in city after city, and, you know, that is the stalling process, but we're losing. Why are we losing? We're losing gradually over the period of 30, 40 years because the United States federal government is spending $100 million a year to send liars to tell the city officials how good it is. And so that you have a $100 million, including the Pew Charitable Trust. They just recently hired the biggest liar from the Center for Disease Control and put him to work lying in Wichita. So, you know, it's a criminal behavior. It's a criminal enterprise. And that fighting it at the local level is essential. I'm all for everybody doing that. But what you got to do is we've got to put a stake in the dragon's heart in Washington, D.C. The problem is coming not from your local dental society, not from your local city, although they're the ones that are empowered to put it in the water. It's coming because of the promotion program from the United States Public Health Service and the Center for Disease Control. Those are the promoters of fluoridation, and they're the ones that give the city giant grants to buy hydrofluorosilicic acid from Mexico or China or Florida and put it in the water. They're the ones that give them grants to buy all the equipment to inject it in your water supply. Wait a minute. Why are we spending tax dollars to buy hazardous waste from China that doesn't do one thing good for our country? It is insane to spend our wealth and destroy our nation in order to benefit any company or other nation. Is it all the nations that generate basically phosphate fertilizer, which is an offshoot of making nuclear weapons. So all of your nuclear world powers have silico fluoride lying around, tons of it. And so our country decided, we'll tell everybody it's good for them and put it in the water. They probably didn't know any better in 1945. There wasn't a lot of knowledge about toxicology. But today we know there's enough arsenic in the stuff to cause cancer. There's the fluoride itself is a carcinogen. That's what the lawsuit was about with Bill Marcus. There's no question about it. The poor little rats that had to drink 79 parts per million fluoride had cancer of the lip that touched the spout where they drank the water. What is it about that you don't understand?
Right.
It's terrible stuff. Now, would you take toothpaste at 1,000 to 1,500 parts per million and stick in your mouth, or some of these new high-strength toothpaste, 5,000 parts per million? The rats got cancer at 79, and if you read the thing in the research recently, they said rats are not humans. It takes 20 to 40 times more fluoride to kill a rat than it does a human. So they're not a good model. But when you give them the less fluoride than you're using in your toothpaste, they get cancer, whatever it touches.
Oh, my. And it's amazing. The federal government is spending that much money to tell local authorities how safe it is. And I know I have talked to my local, the authorities here in my local community, and they argue, oh, yes, it's safe. It's just fine. We know, you know, that it's good.
It's approved. They say it's approved. Well, approved
right.
By whom? I don't approve it. You know, if I'm a doctor, and if I were going to give you a drug, say for instance you needed an antibiotic or something like that, I have to sit down, I have to examine you, I have to say, are you allergic to penicillin? Okay, I think you need this drug. Can I prescribe you a prescription for penicillin to treat this terrible infection you got in your tooth? And you got to say yes, because if you don't, then we haven't fulfilled what's called informed consent.
Exactly.
Well, where's the informed consent for putting hazardous waste in the water supply?
Exactly. All righty, we are going to a break. We will be right back with our guest today, Dr. David Kennedy. Be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Wouldn't you agree? Healthy people are happier and more productive. Obesity is the root cause of many health problems. Do you want to lose weight safely, look sexy and attractive without side effects and no chemicals? Lose weight without the side effects safely with Zeno's Organic Dietary Supplements. Made in the USA, 100% USDA certified organic. Visit www.zenos.com. That's www.zenohs.com. Try our products risk-free for a limited time offer. No purchase necessary. You only pay shipping and handling. Get your old, sexy body back now. Visit Zenos.com. Get your free supplements now. Visit Zenos.com right now. www.zenohs.com. That's www.zenohs.com.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
An effective, 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available to be shipped out to you, rush delivery. Heart and Body Extract is a 100% natural, organic, and wild-crafted formula made out of garlic, hawthorn berries, hawthorn leaves, coleus, motherwort, bilberry, butcher's broom kelp, mistletoe, ginger, and cayenne pepper. It is an excellent formula designed to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Order your 2-month supply by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Take the high road to a long and happy life. HeartandBody.com.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest today is Dr. David Kennedy. His website is FluorideGate.org. And we were talking before we went to the break about the $100 million that the federal government uses in order to indoctrinate the local authorities so that we can do very little in our local communities to alert the authorities because, well, they just work for a living here in the local communities, and the federal government is where we really is the entity that we really need to go against, including the Center for Disease Control, the CDC. I mean, this is amazing. These are federal agencies that are supposed to be helping us, protect us from the very things that they are using against us. And you were talking about informed consent, and that when you as a doctor prescribe a particular drug, you first talk to the patient to make sure that they're not allergic to that specific thing before you write a script for it. And yet we are all really, without our consent, being drugged, forcefully drugged, with something that is actually poison to everyone.
Yeah, and you know, that's the funny thing about it. You know, they want to say, oh, it's like adjusting vitamin D in your milk or something. I'm like, no, it's not. Vitamin D is essential for life. Fluoride is essential for killing life. So, you know, it's like adjusting mercury into your milk. You know, it's like you'd think I was an idiot if I said, well, we need to put a little mercury in your milk. Well, why would you do that? Well, I'm entirely too many people collecting Social Security. We're trying to cut down on the number of people. you know, look at the CDC. There's 35 people, and these are all doctors and hygienists and dentists and so forth. And so if you've got 35 people making a nice government salary, say for instance $100,000 a year or something like that, 35, so that works out to what is that $3.5 million we're paying just for them? And look what would happen if we closed all that office does is promote fluoridation. So if we closed that you would have 35 more dentists out in the community looking for a job. So they would, you know, hang their shingle out and start fixing teeth. The hygienist would hang a shingle out and start cleaning teeth. And so all of a sudden we'd have 35 more people. Instead of sitting on their duff, you know, sending lies out to the communities telling them how good it is to put hydrofluorosilicic acid in the water supply, you would have solved the shortage of dentists and dental hygienists immediately by putting them out of their government cushy job into real life where they actually have to work for a living instead of lie. So that's a win situation. There's $3.5 million. Why don't we do that? That'll get us off to start. And what they're doing is they're dispensing another, you know, $50 million in gifts and grants and all that stuff. And then we go to the public health department, and then we've got another 250 dentists and dental hygienists and people like that. And every state in the United States has, you know, half a dozen. So, you know, you look at the numbers, it just adds up to huge numbers of useless employees that are trained and licensed to go out and make a living of their own doing something people actually need, you know, fixing teeth, cleaning teeth, putting sealants on children's teeth, that sort of stuff. Why don't we have a dentist in every school in the United States? We've got all these dentists working for the government doing nothing except lying to us. We could fire them all and make them go work in the school system, seeing all the little children and showing them how to brush their teeth and put sealants on them. And no, I wouldn't have them putting topical fluoride on it either, because the kids have enough trouble learning anyway without having a neurotoxin in their mouth every morning. You know, they look around and say, boy, I sure can't figure out why these kids are so bozo and can't learn how to read and write. Let's put some more neurotoxin in their breakfast cereal. Let's put some neurotoxin in their water. Let's put some neurotoxin in their mouth every morning and tell them to spit out. That's their protection. Well, you know, if I put arsenic in their mouth and said, well, you know, I told them to spit out, you'd think I was an idiot. Well, fluoride is more toxic than lead and just a hair less toxic than arsenic. So who wants to brush with that?
Exactly.
Even if it does reduce tooth decay. I'm not arguing about whether you want to use it topically. At least you had the same, you know, went to the store and bought it. And, you know, the FDA finally put the warning on it. It says keep out of reach of children. Same warning you'd go on a .38 caliber pistol, loaded. Keep out of reach of children. And so if parents are stupid enough to give that to their children, then I guess the Darwin theory, you know, if the kid survives that, then we have to, you know, put up with his remedial education classes. But the
right.
it's just insane for a country that prides itself in, you know, democracy to have this horribly undemocratic process going on. It's basically industry's taking over the regulatory agencies of government. That
right.
They're using our environmental protection agencies in these organizations that are supposed to be protecting you and I to protect their profits. That if they had to dispose of hydrofluorosilicic acid as a hazardous waste material, which is what it is, it's got arsenic and lead and cadmium and mercury and all sorts of potpourri of bonus metals, as one of my friends calls it, in it. It's not just fluoride. It's 17% fluoride. Well, you know, if I was going to sell you something to put fluoride in the water, and I said, well, here it is, it's 17% fluoride, you'd say, gee, there seems to be a percentage missing there. And I'm not real good on percentage, but it sounds to me like there's 83% something else.
Right.
Well, yeah. Why do you ask?
Right.
What do you want to know for? And there's one of the things that we've been able to do are pass the transparency laws that require any company that's going to sell water treatment chemicals to water suppliers that they have to be transparent, and so that they need to furnish the documentation they submitted for their ANSI Standard 60 approval. And they say, oh, that's an anti-fluoride law. Well, why would that be an anti-fluoride law? Are you saying you don't have those documents, or are you saying you didn't ever get the product approved, which is required by law? What do you want to know for? So they are lying, and you can catch them in the lies. But why are they getting away with it? It's because they're lying for the government. And so, you know, it's like we need to get our government officials the people you and I elect to act responsibly, and they're afraid to touch it with a 10-foot pole because the dentists say, oh, we won't contribute to your next campaign. Well, you know, there are not very many dentists, and that they do try to make their voices heard in Washington, D.C. by giving lots and lots of money. One of the biggest contributors to political campaigns are dentists. But you know what? There are a lot more of us than there are of them, and so if you want to change the complexion of your local government, then, you know, get 20 of your friends together, and you can put anybody in office. If you had 20 hardworking people willing to go put their shoulder to the wheel, you can elect anybody to elected office. That's what it takes. You have to have a core of dedicated people. They will gather together the looky-loos and come by and work a couple hours here and there. But if you had 20 dedicated people, you can win an election in this country. And I would strongly recommend that's what we've got to do. We've got to convince the people that are already elected that we're watching, we're paying attention. This is going on their watch. So if they want their name to go down in history as the person that failed to respond to the leak in the dike, then fine. The camera's on you. But if they will step up, they can also be the person stuck their finger in the hole and save our country. And that's what we need to do today. You know, it doesn't take, like Roger Masters says, it's not that hard. Just turn the tap off.
Sure. I mean, this isn't like it's only affecting a small minority of the population. This is affecting every single person in the country. And I cannot imagine how these people sleep at night knowing that they are affecting their own posterity. Are they that addicted to money that they just don't care?
Greed is a powerful force, and like one of the ladies at the Food and Drug Administration said when they lost an argument on Mercury. She was running around crying and says, oh, I got kids, I got to go to school, I don't know about that, about their graduation. And she could give a rip about the parade of people that explained to them the problems that this was causing for them. She could care less about them. She only cared about her family and her kids going to school and her future in the industry, her income, her. So this country wouldn't be here if the founding fathers had not pledged their life and their liberty, their sacred honor, to make this country free. And so that has been lost. We have turned into a fat and happy, I think, is the expression. But it's shortening the longevity. Is there a conflict of interest to have the same organization in charge of your longevity that's also in charge of your retirement?
Yeah.
What we got.
Yes. And then, you know, you've talked about the ADA. You talked about several of the organizations that are supposed to be protecting us. And even my own dentist. I shared a video with him probably a year ago about mercury. In fact, one of the gentlemen that you have in your film was also in the film on mercury. And, gosh, he didn't even bother to look at it.
You know, I'd say change dentists. Is that if you have dentists that are so ignorant that they're still using or defending mercury in this day and age, the science was done in 1987, and it was published in the Chicago Tribune. They put mercury fillings in sheep, and the mercury spread to the hoof in 30 days. I mean, you know, these fillings are not safe things. They leak mercury into every organ in that sheep's body. So why is he defending it today? Because the American Dental Association assures him with quiet words of confidence that it's absolutely safe, in the words of Heber Simmons on 60 Minutes. Well, wait a minute. The ADA was dismissed from a lawsuit here in California in the 90s because they argued successfully in court that they owe no duty of care to the public. They're a trade association. They represent the industry. They represent the interest of the industry. They represent the interest of their members. And they do not regulate dentistry, and they do not determine whether filling materials are safe or not. They are merely a trade association that makes money from their seal of approval. It's for the purpose of generating income, and it does not do anything besides generate income. It does not assure the public that it's a safe material. That is the responsibility of the Food and Drug Administration. That's what I was talking about a minute ago, that when they had a hearing, actually had a hearing, the first one in 100 years on the issue, that the advocates for mercury lost miserably. But that doesn't keep them from approving it. But anyway, that your dentist went to a school that was ADA accredited. So while the ADA says they owe no duty of care to you and me, they at the same time determine the curriculum at every dental school. Their graduates determine the curriculum of the exam to practice dentistry in your state. Their graduates sit on the board of dental examiners that will jerk the license of some dentist that is foolish enough to connect the dots. That mercury is going to cause this problem. No, you can't say that. You can say, I don't like mercury fillings because they break teeth. I don't like mercury fillings because they crack teeth. I don't like mercury fillings because they leak mercury into every organ in your body. But you start saying, well, I don't like mercury because it may cause kidney damage. Oh, now you've moved beyond the mouth, so we got to go get your license. Well, who found that they caused kidney damage? That would be a horribly unethical study done by the National Institute of Dental Research in Portugal. They put mercury fillings in 250 children. They had 250 orphans that didn't have mercury fillings, and they tracked them, and they said, see, no problem. And somebody said, well, you got a case-controlled study. Why would you lump all 250 of your people together? You know, spread them out, one, two, three. You know, if they had one filling, two fillings, three fillings, 10 fillings. And when you do that, very clearly the kids that got more fillings had more kidney damage. So it's been proven in case-controlled studies that putting mercury fillings in orphans causes kidney damage. So why is that okay? It's okay because the trade association that makes money from having the patent and representing the industry that sells it continues to collect substantial fees from all those industries and continues their job of promoting. They see their job is to promote mercury, so they do it.
So it's just about the same as the American Medical Association, that if you start asking questions, if you're a doctor and you start asking very pointed questions, that you could, in fact, lose your license.
You know, I think the great Supreme Court Justice Oliver Wendell Holmes said it best. He said, all professional organizations serve to protect the professional.
Yes.
They have only one purpose, and that is to keep their hand in the till, to keep the money flowing to their pockets. It's not about protecting you. It's about protecting them and their members and their stream of revenue. So and you know, the trade associations aren't, somehow they've got revered in this country, but they're not. They're unions. They're trade unions that represent the industry. So it's like the union of, you know, railroaders. Like not the conductor. It's the machine. it's the Vanderbilt. It's the people that got that own the railroads is who they're protecting. And somehow the American public is saying, oh, they're protecting me.
Right.
Have some more fluoride. You're thinking good.
Right. No. And I think most people in the country really don't see them as trade unions. They see them as, they set the standard. And it's true, they set the standard, but it's the standard that protects them and their medical practice, as well as the pharmaceutical companies. And I guess, go ahead.
They think they're quasi-government. The vast majority of people think that the ADA is a government entity, and you know that was the shocking thing to people when they realized that these aren't government entities. They get money from government. They get money from industry. I call it money laundering. Actually, they set up a nonprofit. You know that they have a for-profit and they have a nonprofit. So they set up the nonprofit, which takes donations from industry that's got the fluoride to get rid of, and then they use that nonprofit to go out and promote oral health. And the oral health is the buzzword for let's put hydrofluorosilicic acid in your water supply. And so they go out and promote hydrofluorosilicic acid in the water supply with money from the very people that are generating the hydrofluorosilicic acid. And so to the elected officials, it looks like, oh, well, there's a charitable organizations out here trying to promote good oral health, so we need to go along with them. No, it's industry promoting disposal of their hazardous waste, and you don't need to go along with them because other countries that don't do this at all have better tooth decay than we do. You know, the idiots, the dentist will say, "Oh, well, I had an old guy that from Chula Vista here in San Diego was flustered when I gave my talk, and he was, well, you know, I've been a dentist here for nigh on 50 years, and tooth decay's gone way down in the 50 years. It's got to be the fluoride." And I said, "Where do you practice?" And he says, "Well, I practice in Chula Vista." And I said, "Chula Vista's not fluoridated." and he goes, "Oh, well, it has to be the fluoride."
Amazing.
He couldn't stand it. He didn't know what to do with that one. So other countries have had a greater decline in tooth decay than this country. It's not about the teeth.
Wow. All righty, we are going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with our guest today, Dr. David Kennedy.
Now more than ever, killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit. 1-877-605-9200.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay, all the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley, an area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species, all gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Theravim? Simple. Theravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to Theravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Theravim, the best supplements on earth.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest today is Dr. David Kennedy. His website is fluoridegate.org. And so this dentist was not aware that there wasn't fluoride in his local community's water. It's kind of interesting.
So he had no other explanation why tooth decay had gone down in the 50 years he'd been practicing dentistry.
Right.
It's gone down because there was a study that the more ads that the children watch on TV about brushing your teeth, the more often they brush your teeth. So hygiene is what reduces tooth decay. So and diet, you know, unfortunately Americans are eating more sugar now than rather than less. But It's hard to find stuff that they haven't stuffed sugar in, because, you know, children love sugar, so, you know, if you want to sell them something, put sugar in it. So
certainly, whether you're talking about ketchup or anything, I mean, they put sugar in so many things.
Lots of fluoride in ketchup. I kind of like ketchup, but when you measure the amount of fluoride in it, I have to choose the organic brands, because like Heinz and so forth, many of those commercial brands have so much fluoride. It's a pesticide residue, and fluoride is very useful. You couldn't weld without fluoride. It's a flux. So, you know, there's lots of industry uses for fluoride. I'm not down on fluoride. I'm down on putting it in the water, saying it's good for you.
And, sure.
But the ketchup, tomato sauce, tomatoes, all those things, when they say, oh, you can wash the fluoride off. Well, how are you going to wash it off the tomato paste?
Exactly.
So it's insane for them to allow this in our food supply. And that had Dr. Marcus been successful with his memo, that, you know, they would have had to take it out of the food supply. There's a hearing more recently here in California that we asked the scientists to prepare statements regarding carcinogenicity. The California has a unique law. It's called Prop 65, that if something causes abnormal chromosome changes, sister chromatidic changes, breaks chromosomes, is a mutagen, basically, that the California has to put together a panel and review it for putting on the list of agents that are known to the state of California to cause cancer. Well, they put it on the list because they had to. It's a very powerful mutagen. But then the human factor comes in, and the liars came in, Dr. Lyman and so forth, and deceived the panel, and they decided, well, we won't put it on the list. People don't really need to know that it's a mutagen. It's okay.
My word. Now, the FDA has never approved of putting anything, of putting fluoride into things that we consume, and yet it's in the water supply.
The only approval is for a topical application, and it carries a warning. There was a meeting at the end of World War II between the mass murder of the Manhattan Project, the people we know now that murdered many people. 47 people were injected with plutonium, uranium, thorium, and radioactive lead during the Nuremberg trials. That's why we were hanging Nazis. So our Manhattan Project officials were doing exactly what we're hanging Nazis for.
And they didn't even do the fluoride thing.
The claiming fluoride's good.
Well, we'll be right back. We have a 60-second top-of-the-hour break. We'll be right back after a word from our sponsors.